our show. And on today's program, we have a very special guest, Mr. Patrick Adams from St. Louis Community Credit Union. Patrick, how are you, sir?
Mike, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'd love to have you in the studio, even live or even on, you know, via FaceTime. It's all good to have you in here, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. So, hey, so we're talking today. You're going to be on this road show tour with CU Members Mortgage, and you're going to be speaking at various parts in the country, what, 3 or 4 times this year or so, something like that, or?
Yeah, coming up in April in Memphis, and shortly thereafter, July in Denver, and then Philadelphia in August. So I'm looking forward to making my way around the country with those good folks and putting on a good show for those who are in attendance.
No doubt. Yeah, good folks for sure. And they're going to learn a lot, because you're talking about one of your main topic is called Thinking Big, correct?
That's right.
So can you give us a quick overview of what this is all about?
Sure, Mike. Sure. You know, credit unions, by and large, are doing one of three things this day. They're either growing, they're either stabilizing their operation, or they're in retrenchment. Well, I'm one who's going to argue that we're all in growth mode. We've just come out of a couple of great years of credit union activity, and there's no reason to think that that won't continue at least through 19 and maybe into 20 as well. So if we're in the growth mode, let's emphasize growing the business as much as we can and talking about those things that will allow us to grow the business to a better degree than we have even in the past. So
can you give folks a couple of takeaways or some real-world examples of what you'll be talking about?
So if we're all on that growth curve, Mike, we want to stay on it, no question about it. We don't want to start on the decline side of things, for sure. So what is it that puts us on that curve? Absolutely, we're doing essential things for our members. We're significant in their lives. That's number one. Number two, we're differentiating ourselves in some form or fashion. People are drawn to credit unions right now. We need to keep that up. And three, we have good people doing good things. So we're going to talk about how to continue to explore those particular issues and build on them from this point going forward.
Right. And so What other takeaways do you have for them? What do you want to achieve in this talk for your audience? What do you want folks to come away with?
Well, look, the currency of our time is gaining people's attention. It's so hard to do. It's so cluttered out there on so many fronts. Digital and delivery systems are vast, and we have to figure out how do we get their attention. What do we do to be able to do that? To create, Mike, and you've heard this term many times as well, that great member experience. Mm-hmm. What's going on there? And that's a combination of a number of issues, Mike. I think you've got digital transformation. Are we effectively using technologies, and how can we better use those technologies to be successful going forward? Do we have the best talent? Look, we're going to have to upskill. I call it upskill our talent base to be able to compete in this world we live in today. So what are we doing about our culture and our talent and our professional development? How can we build on those? And then our product line, is it unique? Is it meeting the needs of the marketplace? Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is screaming for relevancy. Is it relevant to me as the consumer? Do you have the product that fits my needs, that solves my problems, and provide solutions for me and my family? That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not interested in what everybody else is doing. I'm interested in what you have for me. Mm-hmm. So product development and distribution channels. Are we using all of our resources that are available to us effectively to reach into people's lives and make it easy and make it that good member experience that we're all talking about these days?
And so why is this topic so important today? Is it because we're living in such a fast-paced business environment right now, especially on the technology side, my gosh? But what's the significance of this topic right now?
Well, I think it's important that credit unions want to continue to grow as much as we possibly can. The gap between us and the big banks is starting to widen as it relates to technology. That's just one piece of it. The big boys, and there's a half a dozen or so out there, are really excelling in their investment in technologies. Mm-hmm. And we might be lagging in that regard, but I tell you, we aren't lagging in the sense that we have other resources available to us. Yeah. Think about this, Mike. Why is Walmart buying up every internet company they can find around the world while Amazon is buying up every brick and mortar company they can find? They listen to that. There's something there. We have both entities. We have the good brick and mortar establishment, and then we have the ability to get better at digital activities. How do we pull those things together with good people and really make a difference in people's lives as it relates to their mortgage or their credit union or their financial services life?
Can I ask you, like, what are you guys doing at your credit union as the leader of your credit union? Are you, what are you guys doing there that's creating success stories?
We continue to invest in digital transformation. I will tell you that. And it is a 900-pound gorilla. We have 17 offices throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area that do such a good job of serving the community that we have focused in on. And so we have that in our pocket, if you will. We're good at it, but now we have to meet the needs of not only the emerging generations, but everybody who wants life to be a little simpler and wants to be able to do it through their phone. So we are, the big thing, Mike, is we're not afraid of the investment associated to digital transformation. I think some of my peers out there are risk averse to the amount of investment that may need to be made. And as a result, Mike, they fall further behind.
Right.
And we got to get over that hump. Mm-hmm. And now's a good time to do it. We've had a very successful couple years. Credit unions are well capitalized. How do we take that capital that we positioned ourselves with and reinvest it in the marketplace and become even better than we are now? That's the kind of big stuff we're going to talk about at this conference and give people ideas to take back to the ranch and say, hey, maybe we ought to look at this from a little different perspective. Look, I think, Mike, it's a symbiotic dance, if you will, between branches. Members love branches. They love digital. They love smart people. There are lots of things that are working together, and we've got to get in and get them all more symbiotic in what we're doing.
Yeah, there's so many, I guess, for lack of a better term, channels today. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, it was the drive-through and the telephone and the branch,
yeah.
You know? Now it's the internet, it's the mobile, it's everything. And so you got to be all things to all people almost.
I saw a phrase used, and I wish I would have thought of it because it's one of the best phrases I've seen out there. It's called phygital delivery.
I was thinking physical
and digital. Physical and digital. It all matters.
Yeah.
It all matters. Now, when it all matters, it increases our cost of infrastructure dramatically.
Yeah.
But it all matters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go away. Not going to go away at all.
To wrap up here, any final words of wisdom? Any advice for those out there kind of sitting on the fence still? Because I think these are pivotal times right now for folks that are still like, gosh, should we go all in on digital or not? Or should we be really thinking this big? Or where should we go here? Any words for those folks out there?
Whatever phase of digital you're in, work to get to the next phase. Are you with me?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, get to doing it. If you're experimenting with it, get to the next level of doing more with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving up the ladder with the ultimate goal being this culture of innovation. Whether it's innovative in branches or digital or with your corporate culture, your talent, whatever. Keep moving it forward.
Okay.
Don't get stuck in the muck.
Yeah.
And now is such a good time because we are loaded as an industry. We have good brand. We have good business practices. And we have plenty of money in the cookie jar. Let's do some good things while we can.
Yeah, now's the time. Great message to end on. Patrick, thank you so much for today. I appreciate this. This is really cool stuff. I always enjoy listening to you and chatting with you as well because you are loaded. Speaking of loaded, you are loaded with great advice, so we appreciate it.
Mike, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you in the future and all the people out there on this road show as well.
Indeed. Great stuff. Thanks again, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you.
You got it.